Participative design methods. After discussing the need for participative design slash engineering, concurrent engineering, we discussed this methodology as well as some similar methods called design for manufacturability slash maintainability. Need for participative design slash engineering. After the organization has identified the customer segments and the product parameters it needs to provide, the next step is to develop the products and the associated processes that will align with the strategy and thus satisfy customer requirements. An older process of product and production process design involved sequential handoffs of partially completed designs to various functional areas. It had engineers design a product and then had each department sequentially react to it. This inefficient process resulted in long delays and much required rework. A more collaborative process can provide fast feedback and help find the right combination of priorities in terms of cost, quality, lead time, and so on that will provide value to a given customer segment. Identifying the needs of this segment related to a particular product may involve techniques such as the voice of the customer. For business to business, B2B, customers, this may take the form of various types of requirements, from needs to be satisfied with the means left up to the organization, to detailed engineering specifications to be followed precisely. Customers may also participate in collaborative product design methods. Collaboration on just product design is insufficient because the design of the production process is integral to the design of the product. Some manufacturing environments or their subtypes can result in distinct product designs, such as products that rely on postponement or modular design. As a product's features are determined, the necessary tooling, equipment, materials, and process steps must also be determined. In some cases, a product prototype is developed first, and a later stage determines how to get to full-scale production. For other products, full-scale production can be designed at the same time the product is being designed. Once a process is developed that can provide the right quality level at the right level of efficiency to maintain desired profit margins, it is important to double-check that the process can accommodate all other planning parameters. These parameters include not only necessary throughput or production volume, but also order quantity modifiers for expected levels of scrap or for products consumed in quality testing. There may also be modifiers for predetermined levels of inventory buffers or safety stock, or for maintaining a certain percentage of unused capacity. In most cases, a new product and its associated process design are implemented using project management. This is because, unlike in ongoing operations, creating new designs, rearranging plant layouts, and other necessary tasks are temporary endeavors that require specialized cross-functional teams. Project management is uniquely suited to building unique processes while getting only what is in scope done so as to control cost and schedule. Getting engineers, manufacturing professionals, and others involved early on in product and process design can help in avoiding the need to rework the designs later. Design rework not only adds significant expense, but also greatly delays the time to market for the product, opening the door for competitors to gain market share. Ways to do this include participative design slash engineering and design for manufacturability slash maintainability. Participative design slash engineering. Concurrent engineering. Once product and process features have been defined by the quality function deployment process, participative design slash engineering, also called concurrent design or engineering, can be used to design the product and the process. This involves forming a multifunctional team of representatives from various departments to participate in concurrent product and process design. The objectives of concurrent engineering are as follows: ensuring that internal and external customer needs are met, consideration of all inputs simultaneously to reduce the number of product and process design changes, compressing time from product concept to market introduction, prevention of quality and reliability problems, cost reduction. Involving external customers in concurrent engineering teams is a widely used practice. It is another example of involving the voice of the customer in product and process design. Two techniques that support concurrent engineering include early manufacturing involvement and early supplier involvement, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Early manufacturing involvement, involving manufacturing personnel and customers early in the product design activity to more efficiently generate improved designs that are easier to manufacture with high quality. Early involvement draws on their expertise, knowledge, and insight and provides the design benefits of increased functionality, improved quality, ease of manufacture and assembly, ease of testing and better testing procedures, ease of service, decreased cost, and improved aesthetics. C. Design for a manufacture and assembly. DFMI, Early Supplier Involvement, ESI, Participative Design / Engineering. Early Supplier Involvement, ESI, the practice of involving suppliers early in the product design activity to draw on their expertise, insights, and knowledge to more efficiently generate better designs that are easier to manufacture with high quality. C. Early Manufacturing Involvement, Participative Design / Engineering. Design for manufacturability and maintainability. Design for manufacturability, or design for manufacture and assembly, and design for maintainability, also known as design for service, are two techniques that benefit from quality function deployment and other forms of customer input and that provide value to customers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Design for manufacturability, DFM, simplification of parts, products, and processes to improve quality and reduce manufacturing costs. C. Design for manufacturing, DFM. Design for manufacture and assembly, DFMI, a product development approach that involves the manufacturing function in the initial stages of product design to ensure ease of manufacturing and assembly. C. Design for manufacturing, DFM, early manufacturing involvement. Design for service, simplification of parts and processes to improve the after-sales service of a product. SIN. Design for maintainability. Before we examine designing for manufacturability and maintainability further, there is another related quality function deployment concept to keep in mind, form fit function. This is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of designing a product to meet or exceed the performance requirements expected by customers. C. Form utility, voice of the customer, VOC. In design for manufacturability, the goal is to design a product that can be produced as quickly and efficiently as possible, including manufacturing at scale, meets fitness for use, quality, and product saleability requirements, meets cost criteria. Design for manufacturability needs to start with part or subassembly specifications to the suppliers. Suppliers then can ensure that parts supplied to customers are compatible with the latter's assembly strategy as well. Postponement of assembly or packaging to the last possible supply chain location may be employed in order to shift product differentiation closer to the customer. A quick way to understand the core issues of design for maintainability is to be aware of the key design trade-offs that need to be weighed. Reliability versus maintainability. If availability is the requirement, either reliability or maintainability could be the design choice. Modular versus non-modular construction. Modular design is more expensive, but diagnosis and repair are easier. Repair versus disposal. The latter could be preferred if the replacement cost is low. Built-in versus external test equipment. Built-in is expensive, but reduces diagnostic time. Person versus machine. Design could enable maintenance by skilled technicians using general-purpose equipment, or could be highly engineered and require special instrumentation and repair facilities.